You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. And, of course, tonight you can catch the Mike Pettine Show. Myself and Ken Carman talk to the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, as well as Johnson Batamosi, all along the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns radio network tonight at 7 p.m. All right, 216-578-0850. Your take on everything that's going around right now. Let's go to Danny on a cell phone. Danny, welcome to the show.
Hey, Nate. Hey, Matt.
How you doing?
Hey, so I scouted the Baltimore-St. Louis game. That game was the hardest hitting game I've ever seen. The Baltimore D-line is going to be in Cleveland ready to knock Johnny out of the stadium. I want to see our offensive line against Baltimore's D-line. I want to see the running backs against Baltimore's D-line. I want to see Johnny against the Baltimore D-line. This is my take. Johnny is not being micromanaged, according to the head coach. Why? He was in rehab. He is not sober. We know that. Okay? He needs to be micromanaged.
You bring up an interesting – let me jump in real quick. Keep Danny on the line. You make a very interesting point. Johnny Manziel might need to be micromanaged, and I think he's proving that. And you go back and you look at, for example, just like I would say, Josh Gordon might need to be micromanaged, because you look at this team, and the guys that have had problems have not been able, for whatever reason, to get over those problems. And Johnny, certainly something's going on with him. You look at Dallas. They had Dez Bryant. Remember, Dez Bryant was a troubled guy.
And he had a chauffeur.
And he had a chauffeur and people with him 24-7 because Dallas wanted to make sure they got the return on their investment. And it worked out. And, you know, Alex Shiner was with Dallas. He's here now. So he's seen that model firsthand. I don't know if that's something that the Browns just don't want to do. They don't, you know, because I get it. At the same point, you want to treat a guy. He's an adult. You're an adult. Make your own decisions. But it's just frustrating. What I want to say that I'm frustrated about the most is, I'm not talking about Johnny Manziel, the football player. We're talking about Johnny Manziel, the club goer. I don't care about Johnny Manziel in a club, good or bad. I just want to know what he can do on the football field. And because of his inability to do the things off, we're not going to get to find out, perhaps.
You're right. I agree with everything you said. He needs a sober coach. You know, I'm willing to be that guy if you guys need to hire me. No problem. I'm a licensed therapist. But listen, you know, I mean, I agree. I mean, this is nonsense. Let's stop talking about the clubs. Let's just talk about football. We're feeding this fire about him, the Instagram, the social media. I mean, this didn't exist 10 years ago. You know what I mean? Let's let it go. Let's just watch the game.
Let's watch the game. Let's see how he plays, and let's see what it means for the Cleveland Football Browns. But I don't know if we're going to get that opportunity. Mike Pettine certainly very, very disappointed, Matt. Very disappointed.
As am I.
I know.
Disappointed, frustrated, and for the longest time, you know, and it finally came around in regards to giving Johnny his opportunity. And a lot of the reason why I was not in favor of Johnny Manziel, A, wasn't taking a whole lot of liking to his play on the football field, and I thought it was a little fluky coming off of that Tennessee Titans football game when everybody would have gave him the keys then. And I don't know a whole lot about addiction. I don't know a whole lot about rehab. Never been there, never been addicted to anything, but maybe the game of football at one point in my life, okay? Which is why I played 8 years. But I just know that personality, because that personality, that party, that young, that immature personality, I've been that guy before, you know? But I knew I wasn't the core. I wasn't drafted in the first round, because I knew what being drafted in the first round meant to the guys that were drafted in the first round on any team that I was a part of. And the scrutiny and the microscope that they have to operate under, and the expectations associated with the first-round pick, and being the Heisman winner, and so on and so forth, and the hysteria that follows him as Johnny Football. And lastly, I was not a quarterback. How many stories do you see on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook or any social media platform about some linebacker acting stupid in a club?
Right.
You don't.
You certainly don't, and that's part of it. And he knows that, though. It's not a surprise to him that he is a guy that is going to attract a lot of attention.
Which makes him even stupider. Is that a word? More stupid? Stupider? Dumb? Dummy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's it. That's you. Look in the mirror. Hey, dumb and dumber. That's what you do when you look in the mirror.
Let's go to Mike in Hawaii, who has the right idea. Mike, you're in Hawaii,
okay.
Which, first of all, is a bonus.
Yeah, it is a bonus. I'm getting ready to go to Maui for Thanksgiving. But
nice.
I tell you what, to me, I guess I live in a different era, pushing 60. Going out in a club and having a drink, if Patton would have said, listen, I mean, I look at the video, he didn't look, wasn't embarrassing. It's not like he was dropping F-bombs and he was just singing with his buddies. I don't even know if he was drinking. He looks like he had some champagne, right? But he didn't look like he was sloshed. I mean, he just got the job. He went back home. It's Thanksgiving. He can't celebrate. I would have asked the first question. If I would have been Pettine, I would have said, listen, there's nothing wrong. We're bingo. But we've let this TMZ take over, and they're like the moral police of the world now.
Well, I think it comes down to what was said between, you know, Mike Pettine and Johnny Manziel.
Well, so Pettine should have said that. He should have said you're not allowed to go in the club and have a drink. He should have told the media that then, not this speculation.
Wait,
crap.
How many people do you know that go to a club and in the circle of friends that you hang out with and have a drink is having a glass of some sort filled with an alcoholic drink or a beer bottle? But the fact that you feel the need to have an entire bottle in your hand plays into, because I've been there and I know what those guys are, and I've been that guy with the bottle in my hand. It's everything that's wrong with the situation.
Yeah, but that's your perception. People don't like him because he's a rich kid.
It's my perception. I'm telling you, I've been in those clubs before. I know what guys that have the bottle in their hands and the mindset behind having the bottle, the power that comes with it, and the girls that want to be by you when you have the bottle in your hand, and to be the center of attention. Like, I don't need to have a glass. I need to drink out of a whole bottle. I know what that.
Yeah, but you're judging his lifestyle.
It's the feeding frenzy. It's Johnny football.
Judge him on the field. Judge him on the field. Give him a shot. I don't really care. How many great athletes you know are on those clubs? Everybody in the NBA are in these clubs. You know that. The NBA, that's why I like it better than the NFL. The NFL is like back in the Puritan days, for crying out loud. It's ridiculous. It's a no-fun league. I mean, that's why we don't care about these guys beating the hell out of their women. I mean, it's ridiculous. And this guy, he didn't do anything wrong. My deal is, if I was Pettine, I would say, listen, he didn't do anything. Unless he told him specifically, he should have said, you're not
allowed
to
go to the
club.
How do you know that? Maybe he did. How do you know that?
I think Boyd's making it. If he did, he should just say it. I just think.
Why? Because then everything has to be transparent. Every meeting that he has on a one-on-one basis with a player, either about their job or why a guy's not starting anymore, he has to feel the need. And he's kind of being hypocritical. It's like, why do we have to feel the need that a coach should be transparent and take you inside his meeting room? That's everything that Johnny Manziel is on social media.
Right.
You're living the life of Johnny Manziel via social media. So which one is it?
Right.
So which one is it?
What's
held sacred anymore?
Nothing. I think it's what's happened here is, on the surface, if you're judging Johnny Manziel for going into the club, I don't think there's necessarily wrong with it. I think a lot of players probably over their bye week were in a club.
Yep.
But when you're a quarterback,
how many of those guys are the starting quarterback of a football team?
Probably not many, and even fewer are probably the starting quarterback of an NFL team who are less than a year removed from a rehab facility, who are also had a sit down with the coach to kind of outline what it is you're supposed to do over that bye week.
Do you think Eli had a sit down with Tom Coughlin?
No.
Do you think Ben Roethlisberger had a sit down with Mike Tomlin?
He may have told him to keep his pants on in public. But as a joke.
And did Malarkey have a sit down with Mariota?
No.
Or Drew Brees. Or Drew Brees. Yeah, exactly.
No.
Right.
The shame of it is all that anybody wants to see is what Johnny Manziel can do as a football player. And he needs to get out of his own way during the season. If you want to go, there's nothing wrong with going to a club. You want to go to a club and people are saying, well, maybe he's Broadway Joe. That's fine. If you are Broadway Joe, and to the caller's point, you know, who's saying he can't celebrate? Celebrate all you want. I'm pretty sure that nobody said you can't celebrate in your house. You can't celebrate with friends or family. Just don't necessarily put yourself in public positions like the one that he was in. And again, that comes down to what was said between the head coach and the quarterback.
And the bigger issue is how someone like Johnny Manziel doesn't have enough understanding or enough smart people around him to say, hey, Johnny, let's not go to the club, so that when you go back into Cleveland, there is no potential story about you, but a good one, and you're still going to return to Cleveland the starter. I'm not going to go to the club, so there is no chance anybody has a camera phone in front of me at any point, whether I'm sipping a water or a Magnum bottle of Dom P. Okay? Yeah. I'm not going to go, so there's going to be no story, and people can actually focus on what the last caller really wants, the field. Let's focus on the field. But because he went to the club, he put himself in a situation to have us talking about something besides the football field.
Right. That's so all he's the I dummy. Talk about. That's all I want to talk about is what can Johnny Manziel do as a quarterback? He showed progress. Can he continue that progress? Is
he can drink a big pile of champagne. That's all I know right now after this weekend.
What becomes clear, though, is that, and this is the reason I wanted him named the starter before the bye week. I wanted to see what he would do. And basically, it was outlined to him.
Nothing different than if he was a bench warmer.
He came in here and talked to us about what he was going to do and what he wasn't going to do. And it certainly seems that he violated some type of trust with Mike Pettine and the organization again with this video. Otherwise, they wouldn't react that strongly. If they said, because Mike Pettine could have easily come in and said, hey, we said, you know, go out, or he told us he was going to go to some clubs and do some drinking. We said that was fine. Don't, you know, just don't get in arrested. Don't do anything illegal.
Right.
And that would have been fine. But that apparently does not seem to be the case based on the response of Mike Pettine.
Would we spend as much time right now? I guess we would because it's Johnny Manziel. But had he been the backup and Josh McCown was still the starter, I mean, would this mean as much? Would this be as big of a detriment right now, having been named the starter? It's on a whole nother level. Because a quarterback in the National Football League and the starting quarterback in the National Football League, to me, are two different things.
So you believe, just so for everybody who thinks like there could be inconsistencies between the stand you're holding Johnny to and you're holding, say, another player, if let's say Joe Hayden was in a club holding a bottle, the fact that you are the starting quarterback and as a player, you know how important the quarterback is to your organization and to your team.
A, yes, and past history when it comes to Johnny Manziel. And C, the conversation had between you and your boss that determines whether you are the starter or not.
Right. There could be, for example, in our daily, there could be something that I was told, hey, you can't say it. I say it. It's not illegal, but it could cost me my job because my boss told me I couldn't do it, and I did it anyway.
And believe you me, having sat in those team meeting rooms before, Coach Pettine gave a similar message to everyone about what they should be doing with their time. Don't do this. Keep your nose clean. Stay out of this. Stay out of that. Enjoy your time away. Get away from football. You've got your services to watch film. At any beg and call, we're going to have you loaded up with everything that we need to get ready for the Baltimore Ravens. Enjoy your 5 days. Boom. Guys, get out of here. But he went above and beyond and grabbed one player, for all we know, and had a special meeting with that one player. And that's the big thing to me, is that one player, he went above and beyond to have that extra special message to go probably into detail, not about what he can or can't do, because he is a grown man, but to overemphasize his position and the standard he should be held to now as the starting quarterback for this team, and how Mike Pettine's balls are out there to get batted around now that he's named Johnny the starter, right?
Absolutely.
So what this is and you heard that in Mike Pettine's comments, that this is a direct reflection on him as the head football coach.
Absolutely. And for a guy that is, you know, certainly fighting for his own job with this team at 2-8, he doesn't need this kind of a distraction. And I think I just want to say one thing. You made such a good point. At the end of the day, the people that are around Johnny, that are going to the clubs with him, that are his friends, if you really want Johnny to be successful at what he says is important to him, just help him. Keep him out of the club. Say, let's have a house party tonight if we want a party. Or, hey, let's just keep it on lockdown. We'll hang out. We'll have a great time during the season. And in the off season, you can go do what you want to do.
Or, I mean, for God's sakes, I mean, I just think of the number. Does every great steakhouse out there in any city that's worth a dang in the great, you know, country of the USA have a side room that you can go have a great meal, have a great time with whoever you want, and you can hand pick who's there and who's not and go have a great time, right?
I've gone out in many times in Los Angeles with people whose fame I would say certainly rivals or exceeds that of Johnny Manziel. And yes, it's very easy.
It's very easy to do if you really wanted to do it. Yes, it is.
Now, I don't know about in Austin. I would imagine in Austin they got what's it? South by Southwest is down there, and tons of celebrities there. So I imagine they have the infrastructure to handle it. But
right,
just is a very—it's troubling. This isn't what I want to talk about. This isn't what you want to talk about. We want to talk about Johnny Manziel. Man, made so much better from the pocket against the Steelers. Everybody associated with the Johnny Manziel program, and I mean from the top, from the team to the players to Johnny to the coaches to Johnny's friends. Everybody needs to be on the same page, and Johnny's got to want to be on that page too. And I think that's important to note. And if they are, this should be something that is easily manageable. And right now, I certainly think it is not manageable, at least the way that it is. On the surface, if you wanted to say in isolation, Johnny Manziel being seen drinking in a club over the bye weekend, on its face, not a big deal. But given everything that's happened, given that he is the starting quarterback of the Browns, newly named starting quarterback, that multiple press conferences were said, with this comes responsibility. With Johnny saying it becomes, I will not embarrass the organization. I won't put myself in any situations like that. With whatever Mike Pettine said to him man-to-man, which obviously based on his reaction was something fairly specific about what was and what was not going to be considered appropriate behavior over the bye weekend, clearly there an issue remains, and it could end up costing him, and it could end up costing the team, and it could end up costing this organization and all the fans an opportunity to find out what they have. The one thing that he's proven to me is if he does get to play over the final six games, I really don't care how good he plays. I'm not taking quarterback off my draft board.
No.
Because I can't turn the keys of this organization over to him just point blank, period. There's nothing that could happen in the next six weeks that would make me feel
right.
That
and I know we got to grab a break. Most alarming thing to me, though, now that you think it through, is Mike Pettine has waited and waited and waited to the point where people have drawn up a story that he just doesn't flat out like Johnny Manziel, right? And he finally comes around and sees it as an organization, as it's the time to not only name Johnny Manziel the starter versus the Baltimore Ravens, but for the final 6 weeks of the season. Here are the keys, right? It's like you as a father giving your son or daughter the keys to that car that they've been wanting to borrow for so long that you've only let them drive it to the store, go get me some case of water and bring it home. You can now have the keys, and I trust you with the keys to that car, right?
Yeah.
And the first thing he does is drives it to a party, gets caught late at night, gets into an accident, gets pulled over. What the worst case scenario for Mike Pettine handing those keys away finally has happened.
Indeed, we'll get more of your reaction. 216-578-0850. Again, obviously a totally polarizing issue. You have those who say, let him play. Who cares that he was drinking? Then you have the other people on their side. Totally polarizing issue. And that's kind of the nature. You knew it when you signed up for drafting Johnny Manziel that it was going to be polarizing. You knew the circus was going to come to town. And you just thought that you maybe had weathered some of that this year and you were in a ready to turn the corner. And right here, you're right back where you started. 216-578-0850. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.